Next patient is Rodney Salversen. Follow-up date is 7/6/23. Patient with a history of atrial flutter status post-ablation in the past period, and now patient is complaining of shortness of breath and dizziness for the last 1 week period. A patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial flutter with a ventricular rate of 100 and ...14 beats per minute period. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness period. Current medication, losartan 10 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily period. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Review system, in general, denudation, weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological no history, of seizure disorder, TIA, an examination, blood pressure, 140 over 100, pulse is 120, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is tachycardic, 1 over 6 is totally murmur, heart of the rest and a border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound extremity, no edema. Clinical machine number 1, atrial flutter. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, shortness of breath. Recommendation, patient's atrial flutter with rapid ventricular rate period. I will start the patient on ELAKS 5 mg 2 times daily period. Since patient has atrial flutter with rapid ventricular rate and is quite symptomatic, I will consider performing electrophysiologic studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial flutter. Procedures and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. This is the end of the dictation.